We are the pop culture show, the number one pop culture show in Denmark. Yep. The Danish love us.
Wow. Go Denmark.
You have to have some.
And soon to be number one in St.
You
Lucia.
You have to have some flag to wave, right? It's Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby. I am live on location at Cap Maison Resort and Spa in St. Lucia. It is unbelievably gorgeous. I know you guys can't see very well from where I'm sitting, but please check out our social media all this week. I'm going to take you on some tours, go around the property, just show you everything.
I see a lot of sunshine.
There's a lot of sunshine. I don't know if you can see. I'm sweating my ass off. It is very hot. And, yeah, travel is back. And I can say that because our plane was full and the airport here was full. I will say we're the only two Americans. Everybody here
really?
Is UK.
Now, but you said it was a little tough getting down. Was it? What did you mean by that on text? You said it was kind of hard getting down.
It wasn't the people in St. Lucia. It was the people coming to St. Lucia who didn't have their paperwork together. So imagine, you know, that kid in the class that didn't bring his stuff in. And so you're waiting on the teacher to deal with him.
Right, right. Well, you know, we're all a little rusty traveling because we haven't done a lot of it.
Well, you have to have, I will say it's a lot of paperwork. You have to have your COVID test. You have to have it printed out. You have to have your approval from the country to get in. You have to have all these things organized. And if you're organized, it takes 30 seconds. But if you're someone wearing a Bridie t-shirt with the husband wearing, I bought the ring t-shirt and you can't find it because you're too drunk, then it takes a little longer.
Listen, you're in paradise right now, and I'm in
yes.
rainy Nashville. But I've been watching all the videos from Cap Maison. What is the occupancy right now? I mean, it looks pretty. You said it's pretty full.
85%, and I'm
wow.
not kidding. We're the only two Americans. Could I have another rum punch, please? Thank you. And I'm sorry, I had to catch up Moya while he was here.
He had to do that.
And everyone here is British, and I wish I could get a Brit over to come talk on the mic because I'm already starting to talk like them because everyone here speaks with a British accent, and they
Wait,
all think I sound like...
I have a question, though.
Yes?
Since everyone has a test, does that mean there's no social distancing, like if you're eating a dinner or something, like everyone
no.
can sit like normal?
No, at dinner, it's just like anywhere in America, you can take your mask off, but they suggest you wear a mask around property and to keep social distancing. This is a very small resort. And by the way, we have this is the last week you can qualify to win the free four-night stay that we're giving, which is all-inclusive. We'll give that code out here shortly. But what was I saying? Sorry. I'm a few rum punches
in. I was wondering about, like...
Oh, yeah.
If somebody came up to you to talk to you right now and go, hey, what are you doing? Could you be right next to them because you know everyone's been tested?
Well, I mean, I feel comfortable because I know everyone's been tested, but I don't know that everybody else would feel. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I see some people walking 20 feet with a mask on and some people with it off. I feel like they've vetted people very well. I think it is the plane, they say, you have a microscopic chance of catching coronavirus on a plane.
Percentage of time Barnes is working and percentage of time Barnes is laying by the pool.
I've only been here a day. This is the first of 11 days.
Okay.
So I have spent a lot of time at the pool/bar area getting prepared.
Leslie, you missed it. We were just setting up the broadcast. And,
yes.
You know, I saw Barnes on video here. And I hear a noise. And then Barnes goes, hey, how long are you going to be doing that? He was yelling at the bartender with the blender.
I'm sure it'll happen. I'm sure it'll
already.
Happen. So, guys, let me tell you this. There are three very famous people here. And because of privacy, I cannot tell you who. But next week I can because they'll be gone. Mm-hmm. I was very surprised because this is a 50 villa resort. Very small. This is the same place. Sacha Baron Cohen has been here. Mick Jagger has been here. All these people come here because it's so gorgeous. And we got here immediately. There are three very recognizable. They're all UK based.
Okay.
I can tell. And I was thinking of the hints that I can tell you without getting in trouble. And hopefully, I mean, if one walks by right now, that'd be great because I'm sitting literally at the main bar where I could have plugged in internet. One of them is on basically the number one show on HBO. I can tell you that.
Oh.
One of them is in a top 10 movie on Netflix that, and this is a female, that I watched on the way here.
Wow.
That's
which
funny.
Is hysterical. And the other one was in a movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So next week I'll tell you. And here's the weird part, is both of the two of the men are in each a movie and a TV show together. And they're here by happenstance.
So are you hinting that we may have a guest or two next
no,
week?
No, I don't think
or
so.
Zero?
I think the UK way is not like, you know, you or I. Like if they come up to you last night and they're like, hey, will you be on my podcast? I wasn't going to go and be like, hello, would you be on my podcast? We're to America.
I get
it. We are number 1743 in the UK, so we really could give you a boost in your career, not.
Cubby, what are we doing wrong? Barnes is sitting at a bar in St. Lucia at Cap Maison, and yeah. You and I are in our bedrooms. What is wrong with this picture?
I don't know, but
I love how Barnes tries to make us feel better. He'll go, oh, it's just so hot and humid right now.
It is hot. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, on with the show. So, a chance to win two tickets to paradise, as they say. This will be a four-night stay all-inclusive at Cap Maison. Please check out our social media if you're not following us on Facebook and Instagram. I'll do like a walkthrough of the resort. I might do a fly around. I might go up in the drone and fly around to show you and just show you what a beautiful place this is. You can check it out at capmaison.com. Hey, there's big news, Cubby. And Leslie, I don't know if you know this, but Cubby is no longer the new girlfriend. If you look at IMDb, and I did not know this, on IMDb, Cubby has now done more episodes than Jimmy. So
unbelievable.
He's at that pivotal role where you're not the new girlfriend anymore. He's the old ex-wife.
Woo, woo.
Now, what are you referring to? Because you told me you wanted to talk about something with IMDb, and I wasn't sure what you meant.
First of all, your IMDb page is a mess. Let's start with that. I know you need to upload a photo.
I didn't know I had one.
For you.
Cubby, you're a very famous broadcaster.
I'm not.
And they say you're known for some movie in 2001 called Long Something.
Well, there was a movie that called Long Shot that Lou Pearlman put together.
Are you in it?
Yeah, I'm at the very end. I play a stock reporter. In fact, I think they cut me out, and to make me feel better, they put me in the closing credits. Like, I'm literally in the closing credits.
IMDb contacted the Pop Culture Show corporate offices and said, is this the same Cubby Bryant from Long Shot? And
You're
then
kidding.
They buzzed me in my office and said, Mr. Barnes, they want to know at IMDb, is this the same Cubby Bryant? And I said, I guess. Is there another Cubby? So I don't know if there's another Cubby. And then they said Ashley Simpson show. I said, oh, yeah, that's got to be the one.
Well, no, I did a ton of cameos.
I know, but they're not there.
I know, but two of them are there. Like, Long Shot was like a cameo. I was on the Ashley Simpson show on MTV
in the
early 2000s. But I've done like 100 of those. I don't know why just those two are on there. But here's the deal I don't understand about IMDb. Can anybody just update that, like a Wikipedia? Like, I'd never go to IMDb.
I don't know. I guess producers...
I still think Jimmy, even though maybe I've beaten Jimmy as far as total amounts on IMDb, I still think Jimmy wins, because even though that small part in Risky Business was small, it's still a very iconic scene. So I just want to shout out Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, that was iconic. And Jimmy doesn't have a photo on there either, which I was surprised, because what real estate agent wouldn't have their photo attached
to
anything?
True.
I mean, he's probably got his photo on toilet paper. I'm not kidding.
Cubby, you need to update your IMDb page.
Yeah.
Well, seriously, do I just do it myself?
I don't know.
If you're on the show in the credits, they should have already added you. But I think you submit it, and then the show validates it that you were on it. But I don't know.
Leslie, do you have an IMDb page?
I don't even know if
page?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Look
because
it up.
They didn't even ask me. And there's a picture of you, Leslie, with some guy. It's very small,
really?
So I don't know who it is. But
that's so
anyway,
funny.
So look up the Pop Culture Show on IMDb and give Cubby some grief. But that's cool that we're there. I thought that was very cool, and that's what made me notice that you're no longer the new girlfriend.
Yeah, and I see it. I'm looking at it right now. There's the Pop Culture Show logo and everything. That's great. So, yeah, I am winning in a small way.
Yeah, it's not a win. I'm just saying you're not the new girlfriend anymore. You're old hag.
That's right, the old hag.
Yeah, you're an old hag.
I'm all dusty.
Yeah, you guys have a good week?
Yeah, I DJ. You know, I had a big gig, man. I DJ'd my daughter's daycare center grand opening.
Wow, wait a second. I have to hear about this.
The grand opening of daycare?
Yeah, woo-hoo! Yeah. This daycare center. I'm not going to say the name. I mean, I doubt anybody would even try to find it.
No, but, you never know.
My daughter's there. But you know, they opened a couple of months ago. They had their official grand opening, and they're like, "Hey, we're going to have a little thing in the parking lot with food and and a petting zoo, and you know, do you have anything you could donate?" And I said, "I'll donate my time. I have DJ equipment."
Isn't this the same thing that Howard Stern made fun of you for?
Oh, well, he made fun of me about going to bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, but I was making, like, good money. I was making, like, $2,000 for an hour just to hang out and sign autographs. That was back in the early 2000s, too. But this was just something. I just played music in a parking lot with a bunch of kids. I mean, it was Baby Shark on repeat. And then, of course, every now and then, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, but I was going to ask what kind of music you played.
Yeah, it was all pop. It was just all pop music, but every now and then I would throw a kid song out. And they weren't really dancing. I was more of the background, you know, music. But it was just like, wow, here it is, Saturday. I am DJing a daycare center gig.
I mean, are there photos anywhere?
That's an earth-stopping career. So right now you stop and you look out and you ponder and you say, Leslie Fram right now is producing the CMT Awards. And yeah. Barnes is at Cap Mason in St. Lucia.
And then on Friday, I'm on the number one morning show in New York. And then it takes a big dip.
Are there photos, though? I would love to see a photo of you in the parking lot DJing the opening of a daycare center.
Yes.
Well, I'll have to get them. I have a couple out there. I'll put them on the pop culture social. But
he did it for the kids, Barnes. He did it for the kids.
Did it for the kids.
So that was my weekend. What do you guys? Can you top that?
I'll get into it later.
Yeah, I want to hear about the CMT Awards and Sleaze because I know there's a whole package you've got put together. I can't wait to hear about it. But what I saw on social media, the pictures look like, I mean, look like a spaceship. It looked like a very cool setup that you guys had. Was that a stage? What was that?
That was the outdoor viewing party so we could have a live audience. Because a lot of these award shows, there's no applause. Yeah, they're kind of dead when it comes to applause. So this was us cracking the code, and it actually sounded great because it was a live viewing party.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know we're going to talk about this later, but I just want to say the production value was great.
It's incredible.
It was a great show.
And more importantly, how many of those people did you book for to be on the pop culture show?
I knew that was you had every
major star in front of you holding court. And how many of them are coming on?
Even Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know. I saw your pictures. And so
how many, Leslie's defense. She has priorities here.
But how many are coming on? I mean, are you going to answer us?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
Time will tell how many are coming on the pop culture show.
I have a pro tip. If you're having an affair right now, because we were listening to some people talk last night, and I overheard some like interesting conversation. I don't know if they were staying here or not. It was at the beach. It seemed to be like they were talking about things like if you're trying to, you know, get around the system with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect idea is to put in your phone book, in your phone, Scam Likely as the name, right? Because how many times you get those calls all the time and they say Scam Likely. So that's just a pop culture pro tip I thought about.
Did you overhear that?
I'm going to give credit to Heather. That was Heather's idea and I quickly adapted to it. And thought that would be fabulous because
how
many
times does that bother you that your wife is thinking about that?
That's my question.
I'll have to ask her. She just walked by. She was doing yoga.
And it's something I never thought of. And now I'm thinking about it now. Now if I see Scam Likely on my wife's phone,
right?
Is it really Scam?
Who's calling? Scam Likely.
Dude, that's messed up.
This week, there's kind of a travel vibe to the show. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen what Air New Zealand is doing.
I didn't even know there was an Air New Zealand.
Come on, Leslie. Get global.
What are they doing?
Because COVID, people are afraid to travel. And while this resort is 85% full, and others are also, there is a big group of people that are afraid to go anywhere. So Air New Zealand has come out with mystery breaks. So you literally call them and you buy a ticket and you don't know where you're going.
Really?
Do they tell you what to pack for? Like what kind of weather?
What I heard is that they tell you 2 days before. So you buy the ticket and then, which I would have said, why do that? If you're going to go for the joke or the bit, take it all the way through. Remember those old suitcase parties? Both of you probably did those in radio.
Yeah. You don't know where you're going.
You had people come to the bar with their suitcase packed and you had to pack for a ski trip or a beach trip or whatever. And then whoever won literally left and went to the airport in the morning and got on a plane. But this one, well, they have three options. For $599, that's per person for two nights, and that's inclusive of 3 to 4 star hotel stay, breakfast, and then all the transfers. You show up and you go. So that's just the great mystery break. Then they have a deluxe mystery break, which is $699, and that's per person, two nights. And then there's a luxury mystery break. I still think there should be a blind mystery break where you don't know where you're going.
Where you don't know.
But how, now, is it cheaper than booking the trip to where you want to go? Is it cheaper because you don't know where you're going and you're taking a chance?
I guess so. They're hoping to lure travelers and explore the country. And this is within New Zealand. But I'm saying, hey, Delta, you're losing billions a quarter. Let's do some mystery trips, baby. I mean, how cool would that be?
For the adventurous person, there are a lot of people that would do that. I think I would do it.
There's people all over the world doing those dinner flights. They're booking mm-hmm. these flights on a plane that go nowhere.
Right. They fly around for 4 hours and then they land. Yeah.
They do a loop and they look around. I don't know. I just thought it was a really cool idea.
I'd be into it if, but what if it's a place you don't want to go? I mean, is it guaranteed you're probably going to like it?
The point is to explore. So you really don't have a complaint mm-hmm. if you're that type of adventurous person and you want to go. There must be some legalities as to why they can't tell you or not tell you.
Why haven't some of the other airlines, you know, gotten creative to do something like this?
I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
I love it.
And the winner is Dan and Shay. I should probably go to bed.
And the winner is Carrie Underwood, Drinking Alone. And the winner is my good friend Chris Young, Drowning.
Big recap from the CMT Awards. That's what Leslie Fram has been doing for, what, the last month?
Yeah, listen, it was intense. I mean, I haven't been on more tech calls than from the pop culture show tech calls, because we were trying to like pipe in acceptance speeches and doing things live, and there was a live element to it. But I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but guess what's trending on YouTube? The Jimmy Allen Noah Cyrus performance on the CMT Music Awards. Did you see Noah's outfit?
I did.
I missed it. Tell me.
Noah Cyrus walked out. And none of us saw this until, you know, we filmed and pre-taped the performance. She wore this latex flesh-colored outfit, which made it look like she was nude. And she had diamonds, you know, on her private parts. And people were going insane. Like, this isn't a country music show. And, Cubby's looking at it right now.
White,
it was a great
performance. White thigh-high leather boots. And again, looks like she's just wearing a G-string, pretty much.
Exactly.
She had diamonds on her business? That could be a good song title for the country people. Diamonds on your business.
I like that.
I like it.
You
or
should write it right
title.
Now.
Yeah, just check.
For a podcast. Also, Halsey and Kelsey Ballerini, smoking hot video that people are just going crazy over. You know, Halsey's cool. She's very cool, and she's done a lot of stuff with us before. One of the other highlights for me was the Gwen Stefani Blake Shelton acceptance speech, because Gwen's never won like a country music award before, and she was really freaking out about it. She was so excited, and it was kind of cool to see her again.
I think that Gwen Stefani, and I like Gwen Stefani, here it comes, Leslie, get ready to get all mad at me. I think she kind of jumped the shark, because she did a Hallmark movie intro video song clip of some sorts that I saw come through this week. It's like it's a Christmas movie, a Hallmark Christmas movie theme.
I think she's got a Christmas record coming out, maybe. That's what that
was. Maybe that's what it's from. But I was like, if she just made this for Hallmark, at what point do you start evaluating shark jumpage?
Well, you can't knock her for trying to make a buck.
Well, no. Well, she's got plenty of bucks. I think she's doing fine. That's when you jump the shark, when you don't need the bucks, and you start, I guess... I don't know.
The Hallmark thing is big, though, for a lot of artists. They're now all, like, starring in Hallmark movies.
Are they?
Yeah, a lot of them are. So I don't know, but I think that she has some Christmas music coming out. But thanks, Cubby, about the production. It was beautiful. We shot all over Tennessee. We did this one cool one with a little big town in front of a cave. So we used a lot of, like, natural settings.
You guys put a lot of time into that. You can tell.
A lot of time and a lot of COVID tests.
Leslie, does this mean your Zoom calls will... chill out a bit? Because you were literally on Zoom from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day.
Yeah, a lot of night Zoom calls as well, like till 11 o'clock at night. And yeah, I'll be more available, guys. Barnes, I'll actually answer your text messages.
I was going to say, her Barnes calls will come back up on the chart.
It's seriously.
I got to say, Leslie's been so patient because she's been working on the CMT Awards and all that. And yet she's still nice when she, you know, you ask about something regarding the show. Like, I would snap if I was you.
I was going to say, unlike when, like, Cubby, who would probably go off the rails.
No, I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
Your temper is like, you have a very small area. I would think that I have worse temper than you. You definitely have a worse temper than I do.
I've never seen that temper. What?
Leslie, he's. I think Barnes brings it out in me. Because Barnes, you know, we've talked about this a million times. Okay. He comes across very cold sometimes,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's blame everything on Barnes.
Yeah.
Blame it on Barnes.
Mm-hmm. One other cool moment was Taylor Swift returning after 13 years because she won that award 13 years ago for Breakthrough Artist. So she came back to present it to Gabby Barrett. And Cubby, you're probably playing that song with Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth.
We are, exactly, on 106.7 Light FM, New York City.
You say that last name very slowly. Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth. How about Adele hosting Saturday Night Live? She
looks
really funny.
Amazing.
Stunning.
She looked great, sounded great, amazing, yeah.
I really thought it was cute on the monologue, though, because she was joking around about, you know, how she likes to, like, drop a lot of F-bombs and... So she talked a little bit about that, and we'll listen to it.
Listen, right? I'm nervous. You know what I'm like. I always get very nervous on live TV, but tonight especially so, because I swear a lot. Like, a lot. And because I'm British, I tend to skip right over all those medium ones and go straight to the worst ones. Last time I was told not to swear, specifically, during a live broadcast, I was playing Glastonbury, and, well, this is what happened.
This is the best! If any of you had to do a snipe, you used to it. It's gonna look amazing.
Now, like, find me best not to
up. Oh, honestly, I don't even really notice that I'm doing it anymore. But to keep myself in check tonight, we've got a swear jar. So let's check in on that and see how I'm doing so far. Keenan, darling, where are we at?
Getting pretty full, Adele. This is just from when you said hi to me backstage.
Keenan was by this big, huge, like, jar with, like, dollar bills in it. It was very funny.
It sounds so much better when British people swear, though.
It does.
Like, imagine when we're like, fuck, and they're like, fuck. Yeah, it's very, very different. A British side note I heard them talking about last night. Amy Winehouse used to hang out on the beach here. Apparently, she fell in love with St. Lucia and was always, like, just so in love with this island. And it's a British territory. She would come here all the time, and there was this little restaurant and bar right down not 5 minutes from here where she would just hang out. And the woman who ran the place kind of adopted her, and Amy would come in and sit at the bar, and she would not let Amy drink until she ate. And she would say, I'm not going to give you anything until you eat.
Wow.
And so she was, like, trying to be motherly to her, and they just love her here.
I wonder if St. Lucia's in that, because there was that Amy Winehouse documentary. I have to go back and rewatch it, because parts of it were about her travel and stuff, so that's an interesting fact.
Yeah, I never knew that.
You know, back to Adele for a second, the cool thing about SNL over the weekend was, you know, people were like, man, how come she's not going to perform? You know, she's amazing. But we ended up getting a performance after all with that whole Bachelorette skit.
There was a funny Bachelorette skit.
She's so funny and just likable. She'd be so cool.
She's just real. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen her in concert. I've seen her a bunch of times, and she doesn't care. She says what she wants to say.
Do you remember we were playing her on 99X before she became a pop thing? Before it was what was the first song she had? It was like
It was way before Rolling in the Deep. It was that very first record.
What was before Rolling in the Deep? It was... All
like
I know
21.
Is we're playing some Adele song. She was a new artist. It wasn't like she was already pop.
Chasing Pavements.
That was a
great song.
Yeah.
She's so talented.
Well, since we're talking about, you know, music folk, how about Demi Lovato saying that she's actually talked to aliens? Did you see that? She had a video on her Instagram over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't doubt that because I thought she was an alien, so it would be just natural.
It's really what she said over the past couple of months. I've dug deep into the science of consciousness. and experienced not only peace and serenity like I've never known, but I've also witnessed the most incredible, profound sightings, both in the sky as well as feet away from me.
Oy.
You know, look, they got to be out there. I'm on Team Demi.
Yeah, she said there's an app, so maybe you should, investigate this app, Cubby. It's called CE5.
Okay.
It'll teach you the protocols about how to connect to life beyond.
Oh, I downloaded CB4. It's a Chris Rock movie. Remember that movie? That was yes. So bad. It was good.
So Taylor Swift has been signing autographs for Folklore. You know, she's got signed copies that are going to be available. And she said, hey, by the way, along with the CD, you might get some cat hair because I guess her cats are always all over her.
Yeah, that's what they
do. It'd
be
funny if you actually got that and you got cat hair inside the CD. That would be hilarious.
There is a very famous cat here at Cap Maison named Cat Ooh. Maison. It's written
That's
up in
funny.
Magazines, all online. If you search Cap Maison, you'll see like hotel cats of the world. I mean,
That's
this
funny.
Cat, people will order this cat room service and give it like they'll order two grouper and bring it up onto their deck where the pool is and give it to the cat. That's how famous this cat is.
The things people do for pussy.
And yeah. I need... Oh, I need to see a photo of that, Barnes. I'm just going to let that roll.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If he walks by, I'll grab him. But he's like a stoner. He's like a stoner Caribbean cat.
Can you interview the bartender?
He's not right there right now. It's not even lunchtime.
Speaking of cats, notice how I transitioned into this. Carol Baskin does not like the new Casket Basket. Have you heard about this? Joe Exotic's new underwear line.
She's very upset.
Features casket basket briefs.
She's
yeah,
more
she's
upset
really upset.
That story came out on the week where she came out as bi. I think
she came out as bisexual.
Stole her thunder. The mm-hmm. news cycle on her never ends. It's unbelievable how she stays in the news.
Did you know that Elton is now a Barbie doll? Mattel has made an Elton Barbie doll.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Just
and my
in time
wife
for Christmas.
Is already trying to get her hands on one because she's thanking eBay.
I just want to get one for some of my friends out there that love Elton. It's really cool, though. He's wearing pink tinted glasses, bomber jacket, of course, the flared jeans, platform boots. There's a photo of him holding it up on Instagram. It's really cool. Just
now,
in
is
time
it available yet?
Maybe not. But he is holding it up. I'm going to find out when it's coming out because I'd love to get one. How much do you think that's going for?
I think it's going to be high because I don't think they're releasing many. And that's why I think a lot of people will buy them just for eBay.
By the way, this Dominic West and Lily James story is not going away. There were more photos that were leaked to the two of them. And apparently now she was blindsided by the fact that he and his wife made that comment about our marriage is strong. Even she's going, what?
But the wife moved out this week. Did you see that?
No, she did.
So Dominic West and the wife, they did the typical stand by me speech where they're like, I stand by my man. And then she checked out. The word was she went to live with her mom. And and so now it's kind of going like it's very murky. But dude, you can't. It's the girl starring in that movie Rebecca on Netflix. It's a
Lily
period
James,
piece.
Yeah,
yeah, that yeah. She's who's very cute, and that's
she's
who it
beautiful.
Is.
Yeah,
that's who
Speaking
it is.
A period piece. I don't mean to sidetrack this whole show here, but did you see the new Borat? That came out on Amazon Prime.
No, I have heard about it. Tell us about it.
I'm just going to tell you, there's a scene in the movie that is, well, there's a couple of scenes, but there's one that will have you on the floor either dying laughing or you'll be very offended. But
is it the
involves,
Rudy? Is it the Rudy Giuliani scene?
Well, the Giuliani scene, as we've all heard, is probably the most epic scene, but this is someone that's dancing. I don't know if I can say this, but... She has her period.
No, and she's dancing?
And she's dancing. But no, but she's part of the Borat skit. She's part of the joke.
Part of the skit.
And so they're at a party, and the other people at the party don't know this person. They just think she's partying.
Oh, man.
And she starts lifting up her skirt and dancing, and they have this.
That guy has no fear.
They have just red stuff all over her legs. And my wife was like watching it like a horror movie.
With her hand over her face?
Hand over her face, trying not to laugh, wondering if you even should laugh. It's just, oh my gosh. If you like the first Borat, you're going to just, your jaw's going to drop on this one.
Subsequent movie film, which is a funny title. Did you see his interview with OJ and his TV series?
No.
You've got to go back and watch that. He dresses up and cons OJ into sitting down with him and starts, he's like a rich, he the character is like this rich billionaire guy, and he's interviewing OJ Simpson, and he goes right in about wife killer. Like, he goes, you didn't kill your wife. No way. No. And OJ doesn't know what to do.
Ooh.
I couldn't believe it. Google it. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I have to go back. You know, it's funny because Sacha Baron Cohen doesn't get enough credit as being just a great actor. I don't know if you ever go back and watch that Netflix movie, The Spy. He's incredible in that movie.
Yeah, they said he was very gracious when he was here at Cap Maison. I think it was like 5 years ago. And they said he was super, super nice.
I just can't believe no one picks up on Borat, you know? Like, he still tricks people in the Borat.
Still, I know.
That's why they said this movie, they didn't think he could pull it off. The Rudy Giuliani scene, when you see it, and you can Google it and see it, all the controversy around it, I thought Borat came in too soon. If he would have waited 30 more seconds, we maybe would really know what was happening.
True.
We always talk about Netflix on the pop culture show, and I have to bring this up. They are predicting they're going to hit 200 million subscribers this year. Well, of course they are. Everybody's home watching Netflix, right? Yeah.
They're not watching Quibi. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Quibi quit.
Quibi's done.
Quibi meant quick bites, and it should have meant quick billions, because they had 2 billion almost that they pissed into the wind. That was all these famous actors got a ton of money to make series for that thing, and it's poof, gone.
Couldn't believe it, too, because you're right. Major actors that signed up to do stuff, and I never watched one episode of anything on Quibi. It's too bad.
They didn't learn their lesson from YouTube, which they pulled out of making original content, over a year ago, because it wasn't working. If YouTube can't get you to watch it, you think that an unknown app is going to get you to watch it?
The one way I'll defend Quibi, and I still think Quibi had to go, but They were meant for 10-minute short kind of shows, and they were hoping people would be in line somewhere, you know, getting coffee and watching something.
Yeah.
Well, I think the pandemic kind of hurt that. People are home watching long form content.
That's a great point.
You know, they're not on the bus. They're not on the train. And I think the COVID thing really hurt them. Not that they were going to be, you know, huge, but whatever.
They could have made it work for them in the COVID had they come out with a TV app. And the star power that they had, they just took the wrong path, in my opinion.
Big star power. Right. Well, some other Netflix stuff. Did you guys ever watch The Old Guard? I told you to watch it with Charlize Theron.
No.
It's huge on Netflix. 78 million subscriber households have watched Charlize Theron in this movie, The Old Guard. And they're already talking about a sequel. Also, I haven't seen this, but Jamie Foxx's Project Power is huge on Netflix. 75 million households. The Kissing Booth 2, 66 million in 28 days. And then I'll bring it up again, Enola Holmes, which is Millie Bobby Brown that you made fun of me for, 76 million households in the first 4 weeks. So Netflix is on fire, and they're going to do a Stream Fest, a two-day event, December 4th, making the streaming service free if you haven't subscribed, which is really smart, because that'll catch a lot of people that, you know, apparently aren't subscribers yet to get it.
I actually get nervous, Leslie, when you sometimes say, "Did you guys ever watch this?" I'm like, "Oh no, my homework assignment. I didn't do it."
Well, she kicks butt, Charlize Theron. Barnes, very sad, very sad news about Tony Lewis from The Outfield, dying at the age of 62 this past week.
Yeah, man, this year,
unbelievable,
needs to stop. I think New Year's Eve people are going to go just insane. Tony was a good friend of mine, and probably almost 30 years. I met them in Austin, Texas, probably 1986, and it was a fast friendship, and they were always one of my favorite bands. And the other guy from the band, John Spinks, who he and Tony were The Outfield, died 5 years ago from cancer.
It's unbelievable.
He was not even like 65, and I have not seen a cause of death for Tony. He was 62, like you said, and it was unexpected. Why?
Didn't you have them, and you were so tight with them, and I thought of you immediately when the story broke. Didn't you have them like at your house?
Yes.
Like performing?
They played at my house, and it's a cool story. I talked to John, the other guy, a lot, John Spinks, and we were talking, they were playing a show in Cleveland, and from Cleveland to Atlanta is quite a ways, and so that was the next show. They were playing at the Lakewood Amphitheater, which is a big barn showbiz term, big shed, I guess you want to call it, in, well, how many, what, 20,000 people, Leslie, probably?
Yeah, 20,000.
Yeah, and they were playing there, and they were on their bus, and classic Barnes, I said, listen, I can get you here, I will put you on an AirTran flight, and you can just have the bus drive, so then you'll have a couple of days to chill, and what about you just play a show in my basement? And they were like,
exactly.
And they were like, done. So we had, because my basement had like a bar. It was like a nightclub with full drums, PA, guitars. Everything was always set up. And we would jam in there often. And so they show up and the whole band was there. And I invited like, I don't know, 20 people, I think, that would fit comfortably in the basement. Leslie, for some reason, you were either out of town or I don't know why you weren't there. Jimmy was there. Tom Glavin was there. We waited to start because he was pitching that night for the Braves. So we started at 11 p.m. And it was one of my most favorite memories. They let me drum the entire show and let me call the songs. So literally they would say, what do you want to play? And I'd say, Your Love. And they're like, done. They turn around. If you Google it on YouTube, you can see in my basement, I think I put Your Love up there years ago. And I mean, he would just go, what do you want to play? I'd be like, All the Love in the World. And they were like, all right, one, two, three, I'll be sending.
Was this like 97, 98? I'm thinking Glavin.
Yeah, ish. It might be like 99, 2000. I have a t-shirt somewhere, right. Live from the man pit. But rest in peace.
Also, we lost Texas icon Jerry Jeff Walker. He wrote Mr. Bojangles. Can you imagine? That song was covered a gazillion times. He also, remember Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mothers, that was Jerry Jeff Walker.
Coming from Texas, I mean, he was like icon city. He's up there with Willie Nelson in Texas.
Also, we lost Spencer Davis from the Spencer Davis Group. Stevie Winwood was in that band, and they had a lot of hits. Remember I'm a Man and a lot of hits from the 60s. So
this year's awful.
Tough week.
Just awful.
It really is.
It is awful. Did you guys see that Matthew McConaughey's book came out? Boy, there's some revelations in that book.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to. Would you read it? Would you read that book, Green Lights?
Said I'm not a big book fan in general.
Yeah. I'd watch it in some sort of watch. Oh, the blender's about to come on, just so you know, Cubby, what you were talking about. Keegan, how long is that going to
go?
How many drinks? Just one. Oh, this shouldn't be too long. Two
drinks. Can you ask him what he's making?
What are you making, Woo-hoo. Keegan?
I'm making a chocolate milkshake.
A chocolate milkshake?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Has he ever made a chocolate martini?
What the hell's going on here? You just destroyed the rep.
Kids in house, so you gotta please the kids. You gotta make the kids happy.
You gotta make the kids happy. All right. Hey, were you here when Mick Jagger was here?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, come over here. This is Keegan.
Actually, I didn't meet him though.
But he was sitting right here where I'm sitting, right?
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
And he would just sit here and just shoot the breeze.
Yeah, man. Most definitely.
All right. Go make your chocolate shake. We'll work through it.
Let me just mention this about Matthew McConaughey's revelation in his book, Green Lights. So McConaughey says in his book he was blackmailed into having sex for the first time when he was 15. And then he talked about being molested by a man when he was 18 while knocked unconscious in the back of a van. Just one of the revelations in that book. And then his dad died while making love to his mom.
Really?
I mean, yes.
I heard that excerpt. And we're talking about What a Way to Go.
Green Lights from Matthew McConaughey. We got some other sad news over the weekend, but hopefully it's going to be okay. Jeff Bridges diagnosed with lymphoma.
Oh, that was sad too. Yeah.
He says he feels fortunate though because he has a great team of doctors. The prognosis is good. Maybe they found it in time.
So sad. Yeah. Again,
that guy's an icon.
2020.
But I feel like he can beat this.
He's also shooting something for Hulu. All these actors have stuff either happening on Amazon or Hulu or Showtime. Or it's a good time to be an actor right now because all of these streaming services, they're all looking for content. So all these actors, getting shows all over the place. Kaylee Cuoco is the next one. She's going to be in The Flight Attendant. I don't know if you saw, there's already a preview for that on HBO Max. It follows her character, Cassandra Bowden, who wakes up hungover in a Dubai hotel room with a dead body next to her. That could be intriguing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That could be intriguing. Kristen Bell also is going to be in a Netflix limited series titled The Woman. in the house. I do like these limited series, though, that are like gone after 8 episodes, you know, instead of like getting really invested for years and years and years. So she'll be the next one. I like Kristen Bell.
You know, you brought up a good point about there are so many streaming services, and it's great. It's also great for actors and actresses because it's creating a lot of jobs, it sounds like.
Big time creating jobs.
And a lot of residuals. Yeah.
A lot of residuals.
With all the digital streaming. I'm being serious. Like, these guys are picking up one of these series, and then it's ending up everywhere, and they're getting paid.
True.
Are you a Nicolas Cage fan? I know we've talked about him throughout the years. He's, like, done some... He started out as, like, this really indie god, and then just started doing a lot of bad movies. But there's a funny story talking about how he dropped $200 in a casino and made $20,000 in, like, 20 minutes, and he gave it all to charity. He is such a character.
Nicolas Cage's brother does work at iHeartRadio in New York. His name is Mark, and he does on-air work at the classic rock station here. Used to see him almost every week until COVID hit.
You knew Courtney Cox was dating one of the guys in Snow Patrol, the band Snow Patrol. Apparently, they haven't seen each other since COVID started. They're just doing a long-distance relationship. He's in the UK, and she's in California.
It's a Zoom relationship?
It's like a whole Zoom relationship. I mean, think about it. If they haven't seen each other since COVID, that's like early March. That's crazy.
People haven't seen Snow Patrol in general for a long time.
That's good in general.
Oh. And by the way, I know there's all these superhero shows, and I can't keep up with all of them, but apparently Chris Hemsworth is the guy. Now he's going to be playing Thor. We saw him in the Avengers, right, at Thor Endgame. He's going to need to be, I guess, in great condition. I mean, you know, all of those Hemsworth guys are. But he's also going to be playing in the Mad Max prequel. Did you know there's going to be a Mad Max prequel called Furiosa?
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, also, Chris Hemsworth is going to play Hulk Hogan in a Netflix biopic.
Really?
He's going to get bulked up for that.
Yeah, really.
And then he's going to do Extraction 2. This guy's just like on a roll.
Never saw Extraction 1.
I didn't know there was an Extraction.
Wait, we have to see who's in that because I think it's all the old dudes, right? Hold on, let me look for that Extraction.
While she's looking, Cubby, I just saw this thing on the plane coming over on Netflix. It's a series I never heard of called College Friends. College Friends Together or something. It's like they're basically trying to redo Friends.
Oh, I got to check it out.
And you don't. Friends from College. It's they're really trying hard to be a Sex and the City meets Friends.
Should I watch it just because it's bad?
It's got a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Let me pick up on Extraction because I was wrong.
Oh, what you got?
He's going to do, Chris Hemsworth will do Extraction 2. The first one, he's in it, he stars in it, and it was another big movie for Netflix. So now they're going to do a sequel. I'm telling you, you get one big movie on Netflix, you're in for life, because then they're going to do sequel, sequel, sequel.
Man, Netflix is becoming like the only network. You know how it used to be the battle of those three networks, CBS, ABC? No, it's like Netflix and then ABC, NBC, CBS.
Correct.
I mean, I have HBO Max. I don't think I've watched it once.
Oh, you didn't like HBO Max?
I have HBO Max. I haven't seen anything on it, and I also haven't gone to Amazon Prime in a long time. I'm just like on Netflix, like 24/7.
Here's one for you on HBO Max, the Nexium cult. There's a little mini series on there about that cult. That was one that that one actress's daughter, I forgot her name, Catherine somebody, she was a part of it. It was this Hollywood sex cult.
Oh, wait. I'm going to look this up.
Nexium. And then there's a new, Stars is about to have a new version of it that they say is even better.
And Leslie, don't forget, I told you about Class Action Park. That's on HBO Max.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's why I signed back up to HBO Max just to watch that. You are right, Cubby. Unbelievable to watch.
Thank you. I was hoping you would like it. I'm like, if you didn't like it, I'm gonna be bummed. But I'm glad you liked
it. Did you do gigs there?
My wife used to go there. She said she almost drowned there.
But for radio, did you go? You know how they have you come out to places. Did you ever go there as a radio personality?
We did a concert there when it changed to Mountain Creek after it shut down and then got renamed. So I never went there when it was Action Park.
All these people die there. It's in New Jersey, very near Cubby. All these people die on these rides, and they basically just brush it under the carpet, and they keep going because it's the biggest employer in that county.
Yeah, they have like 15-year-old kids 15-year-olds are lifeguards, and they're not even at their stands half the time.
Tell me where I can find this again, because I would watch this in a heartbeat.
Is it HBO Max?
It is on HBO Max. Okay, well, good. Yeah. I have HBO Max, and I haven't watched it yet, so I'll watch it.
There you go. Class Action Park. Trust me, Leslie, you'll love it.
Wow. And finally, if you are looking for something rather expensive as a holiday gift, how about the Joker? Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix Joker has a $1,000 collectible figure that's coming out.
$1,000?
Yeah, it's $1,000. 29.5 inches tall.
Jeez.
Put that right next to your Elton John Barbie doll.
Yeah, my lawn jockey.
There you go, your celebrity sleaze.
Well, Leslie, speaking of streaming, you know, you mentioned a lot of streaming services. Well, Apple Music has a new streaming service. They have launched Apple Music TV, and it's a 24-hour curated stream of music videos. It is basically like the old days of MTV. It's just videos. It is currently ad-free.
Love it.
No subscription required. And listen, if you're, I know you work for Viacom, Leslie. This is like the old MTV days here.
Well,
except all the videos, of course, are not old. They're the current songs.
They need that. Think about it. When you're at a party or something, you just put that on.
We have that.
Yeah.
We have that at Viacom CBS. It's Pluto TV. We launched a CMT one. There's MTV. So, yeah, if you go to Pluto TV, it's you can download the app, or it's already on a lot of cable services, but we have streaming video channels. It's smart. So you can see all those old, the fun videos, and we're doing current videos for CMT.
Yeah, bring that stuff back.
I agree.
I do like MTV Classic, by the way.
I do too.
I get MTV Classic, but again, the commercials always are a buzzkill. But this is commercial free, and they're going to be doing like really cool events. Like they did an event last Thursday, Bruce Springsteen Takeover, where they celebrated the launch of his brand new album. So, which I think you've heard, Leslie, right? It's really good.
Letter to You. The song, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard? I mean, he just stays relevant. It's unbelievable. Bruce like puts out new music, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's huge. Anyway, so check that out. Again, Apple, new streaming. It's just like old MTV, and it's called Apple Music TV. If you have the Apple, if you have the iPhone, and you have the Apple TV app right there, I think everyone has it. I was watching videos last night. It's pretty cool.
Isn't it on, like, also the Apple TV app, just for, you know, the Apple TV box? I'm assuming it's on there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, good.
This app, right?
I'm assuming it's on all those. You can just grab it wherever. That's cool. That's very cool.
Right here. There you go.
All right, staying on pop culture, there, I have to admit something to you. I have fallen off the wagon because while you see me drinking my rum punch, I also went back to the juice of the gods, a.k.a. Diet Coke.
What?
I made it 2 months, and what happened was we got here, and I had no option. Usually, like, iced tea is my go-to for the caffeine, and I just saw a cold Diet Coke there, and I just... I grabbed it, and
so why they call it Coke, man. It's like you can't kick it. It's like addicted.
And also,
you're addicted.
This story that has broken this week, Coca-Cola has announced they are cutting 200 brands.
I saw that
from their repertoire. That is
including Tab.
Tab is bye bye.
Tab was one of them.
You know how much of their market Tab made up? 0.01.
I can't lie to you.
0.01%.
I can't lie to you. I actually enjoyed Tab. I remember my grandma had it in like the late 70s, early 80s, and I would go to their house, and they said, if you're going to have soda, have the healthy soda. They thought it was like healthy.
They thought it was healthy.
You know, it
always tasted kind of flat to me, but there were a lot of Tab fans.
I thought so too. I thought it was very weird tasting.
So Barnes, are they eliminating Cherry Coke? Because I saw somebody drinking one the other night.
You know, what's weird is I can't find a complete list, but some of the ones I've not heard of, and maybe that's why, you know, they're not doing well in the market, like Northern Neck Ginger Ale, Delaware Punch. You've all, you know, you hear it, think about that as a kid. I mean, that's definitely an iconic pop culture brand. That's going away. The Zico Coconut Water is going away. I think they already killed Dasani.
Interesting.
I feel like that one... I'm not sure if that went away a while back, but I don't see it much anymore. And also, you know, Fresca, there's been an outrage because grocery stores, they pulled back.
Wow.
They pulled back on bringing Fresca to grocery stores, and people started bitching about it. And then I saw it pop back up in Publix just a few weeks ago. But, yeah.
How about a Fresca?
I love Fresca. Fresca and vodka.
What movie is that from?
I don't know. It's fresh.
How about a Fresca? That was from Caddyshack.
Ah, there you go.
Watch for your favorite Coke brand, because with 200 going away, I mean, that's massive. Think about how the world, I mean, this pandemic has changed a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants going out of business. There's a lot of people struggling. I mean, when you got Coca-Cola, Big Red, cutting 200 brands.
It's really tragic. I mean, I look at all these websites, you know, these business websites, and everyone's pivoting here and there.
And they're shrinking their footprint as far as, like, people coming to work. Some of these people that used to go to these offices, now they're not going to ever go to offices again.
I know. I know. I mean, I want to go back to work, and I hear we're going to be back to work in January, but I can get why people want to just do their show from home and radio.
And who knows
so
if you really will go back in January, because now they're saying July is the new January.
Yeah, it's.
I know. And it keeps going up like 3 months. Every time we get close to the month we're supposed to go back.
All right. So we need to give away the code. This is the last week that you can win a free four-night stay, all-inclusive, here where I am right now, Cap Maison. You can sit in this very chair and drink. I'll leave this rum punch here on the counter, and you can jump in and get it. What you have to do is follow at Cap Maison on Instagram, follow at The Pop Culture Show on Instagram, and then DM us the secret code this week. The secret code is 4. Yep. That's it.
The number or the word?
That would be the number or the word, Cubby. Either or.
Okay.
So, you mean like golf? Like golf?
4.
Yeah, 4. No, it is.
Wait, so it could be F-O-U-R, F-O-R-E, or we'll accept the number.
We
four.
Will accept all those. And if you want to go
everything.
Back to previous episodes, you can also go back and get the codes from those weeks and enter multiple times with those codes. So thank you, everybody, that has been sending their codes in. My phone constantly especially when the new episode comes out on Monday. It's like I forget to turn off the notifications. But
hey, we have no real we don't really have like a rules disclaimer. My wife was wondering,
no, there's,
technically,
there are.
Could she enter?
The rules are there.
Okay.
Barnes takes care of everything.
The rules are on the,
no, you,
the pop
your wife
culture.
Can't enter.
Cubby, you were invited to come right now and you didn't.
Dude, I got a baby, man. I mean, I'm ready to travel and all that, but I'm not going to catch
see,
anything.
See, there's a temper, Fran. You see it? See how easy that was?
No, I got to go.
You see?
You know what?
You see how easy Ooh. That was?
Whoa.
Wow.
I hate you.
Okay. So check out our Instagram and our Facebook this week. I'm going to be showing you some different parts of this fantastic place, Cap Maison. And one of the things I want to show you and you can look up is they have this world famous zip line that brings champagne from basically where I sit right here out to a platform that's over the ocean. And it sits over the ocean and the champagne comes down in a bucket on a zip line and your waitress grabs it from the air and takes it down to your table.
I saw that video. That was insane.
It's insane. It's one of the most Instagram.
They did that at Action Park in New Jersey back in
well,
the day.
That was with people on it,
no,
though, right?
I'm
kidding. Yeah. And people from around the world Instagram this thing. Rock Maison is the name of the platform that's literally out in the ocean, and they send the zip line out to you. You have to check it out. I'll post
that's
it.
That's incredible.
It's insane. But if you're interested in Cap Maison, check it out at capmaison.com. Thank you for listening.
Have fun, Barnes.
Have a great week. Next week, we'll draw the winner for the free stay at Cap Maison. We'll see you next time on The Pop Culture Show.